Chapter 3. One of the things I would have to explain to the girls from back home if I was telling them this story is the simple little word horror. It means something different to the people from my village. In your country, if you are not scared enough already, you can go to watch a horror film. Afterward, you can go out of the cinema into the night, and for a little while, there is horror in everything. Perhaps there are murderers lying in wait for you at home. You think this because there is a light on in your house that you are certain you did not leave on. And when you remove your makeup in the mirror last thing, you see a strange look in your own eyes. It is not you. For 1 hour you are haunted, and you do not trust anybody. And then the feeling fades away. Horror in your country is something you take a dose of to remind yourself that you are not suffering from it. For me and the girls from my village, horror is a disease, and we are sick with it. It is not an illness you can cure yourself of by standing up and letting the big red cinema seat fold itself up behind you. That would be a good trick. If I could do that, please believe me, I would already be standing in the foyer. I would be laughing with the kiosk boy and exchanging British £1 coins for hot buttered popcorn and saying, "Phew, thank the good Lord all that is over. That is the most frightening film I ever saw. And I think next time I will go to see a comedy, or maybe a romantic film with kissing." But the film in your memory, you cannot walk out of it so easily. Wherever you go, it is always playing. So when I say that I am a refugee, you must understand that there is no refuge. Some days, I wonder how many there are just like me. Thousands, I think, just floating on the oceans right now, in between our world and yours. If we cannot pay smugglers to transport us, we stow away on cargo ships. In the dark, in freight containers, breathing quietly in the darkness, hungry, hearing the strange clanking sounds of ships, smelling the diesel oil and the paint, listening to the bom-bom-bom of the engines.